Any guesses as to why I strung you up this morning? It's because, my sweet slave, you've been so squirrely lately. Try as you may to follow my instructions and serve me perfectly, you just can't quite get there lately. And then, all of a sudden, last night, as I was massaging my clit, all nice and warm in my sheets, I realised that you haven't had an orgasm in about a month. And you know what happens to you boys if you go too long without release? Your minds get all cloudy, and you start drooling like a bitch in heat. So, I think we ought to remedy that. But since you've been a tad naughty lately, we're going to take this nice and slow. I'm going to make you work for your orgasm. And when you earn it, you'll have remembered your place. Come here, sweetie. I always love the feeling of a cock growing in my hand, turning a flaccid, stretchy noodle into a hard, throbbing cock. Isn't hot. It's all about the right pressure, the right manoeuvres, just like kneading dough. And you know, I am Italian, so you know just how good of a cook I am. Oh, well, there he is. Good morning, Mr. Cock. Are you ready to be teased? Yeah? Always so easy. Can't jerk you off without lube, can we? Now, I'm going to grip you a bit harder than I usually do. And I'm just going to slowly run my hand up and down. Just nice and slow. Oh, now there we go. That's what you've been wanting. You don't need my permission to come this morning, but I'd recommend you take your time. We wouldn't want this to be over before we can really have some fun, would we? No, we wouldn't. But I don't think that'll be an issue. No, you're a good boy. The best slut I could ever possibly own. Wasn't difficult to break you by a long shot. What do you think it was, sweetie? 3-4 lashes with my flogger that broke your spine completely. Still a firm grip. Still. All the way up and all the way down. Nice and slow. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? Yes, it does. You're such a lucky boy. I know just how to use my soft, sweet hands to drive you boys wild. Well, the ones who are so pathetic and undesired, a handjob still gets them excited. But don't you worry, you were never completely one of those pathetic undesirables. I had desire for you all those weeks I watched you. Watch all those people slight you, time and time again. Watch all those rather plain-looking women fake flirt with you and make you their favour slave. Watch you, so eager to please. Take it all on that pretty chin chin of yours and hope someone finally saw real potential in you. You're so very lucky I was there to watch you, to take you, to put you completely under my control, to give you a real use. And better, out of that deal, you got a lovely, sweet girl to use her soft, sweet hands to jerk you off. Nice and slow. I can assure you, sweetie, that deal is miles better than anything you would have gotten out there in the real world. Oh, you know it's true. You want to know what my favourite thing to do with my hands is? I like to grab the shaft right under the tip with one hand and then take the palm of my other hand. Lick it and rub it lightly all around. on that tip. Oh my, that's got you squirming. Oh, is that too much for you to handle? Yeah. Well, then I think I'll just keep doing it. I'll quit your whining. How about I go for another 30 seconds and then I'll quit it? Yeah? 30. 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off. I'll let you cool down for a moment. Oh, and would you look at that? I spy some pre-cum sneaking out of that hole of yours. Looks like someone likes my hands. But how about my mouth? I want to see if you like my mouth or my hands better. Let's see here. You know how on a hot summer day, it just feels so good to take nice, big, forceful licks of an ice cream cone. And it's so hot, you lick ever so slow to savour every last lick. Well, get ready, my blue bunny. I'm feeling pretty hot. That sure hits the spot. You sure taste good, my blue bunny. You taste so much like a sweet homemade vanilla. But I don't want you to feel bad about that. I can be the top syrup. Add some flavour to your being. Tell me. Do you like my tongue as much as my hands? Yeah, you do? Oh, I knew you did. I didn't doubt that for a second. As I'm sure you've already learned, I'm just as gifted with my tongue as I am my hands. Oh, I bet you want to come so bad. Do you want to come? Has all this talk of ice cream made you want to cream? Well, not just yet. I don't think you've earned it yet. Nope. I could taste all that tension in your cock. I think it's time for a cool down. Besides, I don't want to lick you anymore. It's so hard to look you in the eyes from down there. I so love looking right into your eyes when I play with you. Seeing how hard the gears are working in your head. Trying so hard to guess my next move. Hoping to holy hell it won't hurt. And then those eyes roll 180 degrees back into your head as you come. As you experience more pleasure than you could possibly have imagined. And you always look so cute. Do you want a nice little kiss, sweetie? Yeah? You do? How does that taste? Let me guess. I bet it tasted like sweet cherries. It did! Well, how about another? You're so lucky to get to kiss me. I don't mind letting you. You're always such a good boy for me. Such a sweet, obedient, mindless boy. You're a lemming on a marionette. And me? I'm the puppeteer. I'm your puppeteer. And you are my strung up dancing puppet. How about we get back to stroking your cock? Yeah? Okay, sweetie. Let's take this nice and slow now. Firm grip. All the way up. And all the way down. Just like that. You know, slave, I had quite the interesting idea. I've never tried this before, but they say there's no time like the present. See, sweetie, I'm going to keep jerking you off like this. Nice and slow. And all the while, I'm going to finger my sweet little pussy to orgasm right alongside yourself. I think it's going to be a real bonding experience for both of us. You're already so deep in my pocket, but there's nothing wrong with being even closer, is there, sweetie? Oh, yeah. That's the spot. This is going to be so fun. That grasp on your cock is already tighter. It's only going to get tighter the further into this we go. Hold on here. I need to lick my fingers. Yeah, and here. I'll give you some lube too. Okay, my sweet. Nice and slow. Oh my goodness, that was fantastic. See why you shouldn't be ashamed? Even I love what I can do with my hands. Oh, look at that cock of yours. He's so red, so shiny, so ready for that release. You have such good timing, Mr. Cock. It's always so gentlemanly to let the lady go first. I'm not going to speed up, but what I will do is lube this baby up, and I'm going to ever so slowly stroke you up and down. Except I've had so much fun playing with you this morning, I'm going to make this third act as unbearably pleasurable as I can. So, from now until orgasm, I'm going to softly and slowly massage those balls, just like this. Oh yes, I love hearing you moan and whimper like that. It's romantic music to my ears. Now, you have permission to come, puppet. Just make sure you give me some adequate warning. The second you feel that hot tension start to surge up towards your tip, I want you to loudly and clearly say, "Mistress, I am about to come, all for you." Got it? I knew you did. You're such a good boy. I want you to have this orgasm, sweetie. I really do. You've been so much fun to play with this morning. So willing to put up with an aching, trembling cock strung up on my marionette strings. All for me. All for the girl that makes you dance like a pathetic, plushy puppet. How does that fit? Oh, good boy. Thank you for telling me. Okay, sweetie. When you're ready, come. Enjoy your orgasm. You've earned it. Oh, that's the stuff. Good boy. Let's just get a few more hard strokes in there. Squeeze the tip a bit. We want to make sure we get every last drop out of there. I think we did. Your balls feel far more deflated than before. Well, would you look at how big that load was? I bet that was at least 3 tablespoons worth. And I'm sure you can guess why I caught it all in this glass. That's right. Consider it your daily protein shake. Even if it doesn't taste the best. It's good for you to drink this stuff. So why don't you open that mouth for me? Just like that. Ready? Good. Here it comes. Did that taste good? No, not as good as my kisses. Oh, well, that's no surprise. I'll tell you what. Since you were such a good slave for me this morning, how about we have some breakfast? And then, if you're still craving my taste, I'll let you use your tongue. And if you're too full, you can use that tongue anyway. Sound good? Perfect. You're such an obedient boy, and I think you know that. See, this was all a lesson. I gave you permission to come right from the start. And yet, you still needed me to get there, didn't you? Yes, you did. You need my hands, and my tongue, and my lips. And those came at my discretion. Your pleasure is always at my discretion, whether you have to ask permission or not, whether you've been a good boy or not. And I think you understand that fully now, don't you? Wonderful. Now just hang tight, puppet. I'll go get the breakfast going. How does a nice, cold bowl of yogurt sound?